But I am going to be giving you two words. Two words to be thinking about and listening for. One of them is going to be very obvious. The other one you might have to think about. In the beginning part of this sermon, service, I offered a collect. That's a prayer. And it happened right before we sat down to hear the scripture readings that are appointed for today. The collect, the prayer, which incidentally is also appointed for today, All Saints Sunday, has been offered on All Saints Sundays for many, many generations. So chances are you've heard that prayer before. The collect contains an interesting word. Here's your first clue. Well, actually, it has several interesting words and sentences. But one word in particular calls us to pause and to linger and to let the word hang in the air. The word is ineffable. It's also one of those words that when I'm reading the collect ahead of time, it's like, oh, I'd better say that correctly. Ineffable. And this is what we prayed. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Those ineffable joys. So what are the ineffable joys? Those joys that are beyond the scope of words? What are those joys that God has prepared for us? Those joys that the blessed saints already know. And what can we learn about those ineffable joys as we remember the saints, the departed believers who walked the path of faith and handed their faith experience in Jesus Christ on to us? These are people that we hear stories about or we read about. These are people who lived real lives with both joys and heartaches. These are people who fought the good fight and are remembered for their labors in working to bring the kingdom of God to earth. The notion of these people having the word saint in front of their names tells us that they have died and that they now rest from their labors. And they are now surrounded by ineffable joys. Saints are not merely people whose images are in stained glass windows, but are the believers who roll up their sleeves in times past and here and now, each uniquely and individually working to bring Christ's love and grace to the world in a tangible way. When we celebrate All Saints Day, we remember those who have come before us. We learn from them and their lives, and we get inspired to live as saints ourselves, here and now, as the body of Christ. Take a moment, if you will, right now, and bring to mind one of those saints that we would expect to see in a stained glass window, or perhaps one of the saints that you have read about in a book, or maybe one on one of these cards. Bring to mind one who has experienced the ineffable joy that no words can adequately describe or explain. Bring them to mind and allow your imagination to be filled with how you think that life was for that saint. Maybe you're thinking of St. Patrick. Maybe you're thinking of St. John. Maybe you're thinking of St. Teresa. What era did that saint live in? Think about that. What type of dwelling did she know as home? Do you think that he walked on cobblestone roads or on sandy paths? And what might the clothes that he wore look like? Can you imagine what her laugh might have sounded like? Do you think she ever got tired or angry? Do you think that he had regrets? Imagine the church that they would have worshiped in and see his or her hands, one crossed on top of the other, open palm to receive the bread and the wine of communion. The same communion that you will receive today. These are the saints that we remember and we give thanks for today. From the faithful lives that they lived, we get a sense that they were tapped into a special relationship with God, a relationship that they had a passion for living fully into. They knew something. They experienced something, beyond themselves, something that words don't adequately express, something ineffable, something very real. This ineffable something in which in each of them that gave birth to a response that we all call stewardship. Now, if you're like me, most of the times that we hear the word stewardship, we immediately go to thinking that it's about money. But today, if that is what your initial thought was when I mentioned the word stewardship, I'm asking you to put that aside. And let me also share with you that I have sat in many church services where I felt like all they wanted, they being the church leadership, was to talk to me about giving more money. That's not what I'm doing here. Hear me out. And I believe what I'm talking about is related to that ineffable joy. I recently read that the act of stewardship meant to manage a household. And that's your second word, household. Did you think that stewardship was the second word? You see, everything that we manage can be thought of as a household. We are stewards over our families. And we can say that our family is a household. That's easy to see. But so are our jobs, our bodies, our recreation. They're all households that we manage. We are stewards over our intellect and our furthering of education or enrichment. That's a household that we manage. I remember when, at a non-traditional age, some of you have heard me share this before, I decided to go back to college and to finish my undergraduate degree. It was 20 years since I had decided to take a semester off from my university studies, and then I just didn't return. And it was during a time in my life when every day, every hour was precious to me. And spending my time and my energy and my money into going back to school, it was huge. It was huge. I really did not want to give up that precious time. I really did not want to extend the energy that I thought it was going to take. And I really did not think we had the money to send me back to school. But through all of that, eventually I did decide to return to school. It took a little time for me to experience a thrill that I just did not experience in my younger years. And this is not an argument for young people not to go to college, but I didn't experience it back then. I remember the night that I drove home after my first exam, driving down Southside Boulevard. I was singing inside. I did it! Yes, I did it! I discovered something then that I didn't know years earlier. The joy of learning. And I know today what I didn't know then. That I was being a steward over a gift that I had received from God. That gift being my desire and my ability to learn. And what I know today is stewardship is not simply giving back something I would really like to hold on to, such as my time, my energy, my money. But it's using those gifts that God has given us, managing that household, managing the blessings, not so that God will give us more, but to further the work of the kingdom of God. It's the work of the saints that we remember today, and work that we get to be a part of. That's pretty cool. It's participating in the stewardship of the body of Christ, the managing of the blessings that God has given us, and witnessing the good that comes from it, that brings about a joy that just cannot be explained. It's ineffable. It's also a joy that we won't fully know until we too have died and have moved on into the presence of a truth and a love that is unspeakable. This is that presence that we know our loved ones who have died are now with. And it is a hope that is set on Christ. So now I need to ask you to do something else. If you will, allow your mind to bring forth the memory of a loved one. A loved one who has died and gone on to experience that ineffable joy. Remember his or her unique way of embracing life, all of life, the good and the bad. And allow your memory to be filled with their presence. These two are the saints that we remember and we give thanks for today. But we can't stop there. There are more. Now this is going to feel awkward. But I want you to take your right hand, and I'm asking you to touch your left arm. Touch your left arm. Now touch the top of your leg. And allow yourself to be keenly aware of your own presence. This one too, you are a saint for which we give thanks for today. You too are a steward of gifts that God has given you. Gifts that you might not yet have discovered. The saints in the stained glass windows, the saints in our own lives, the saints sitting here today, next to each other, are all what we call the communion of saints, co-inheritors of that ineffable joy found in Christ, which comes, as our second reading told us, comes from setting our hope on Christ. Wow, that's a mouthful. We are co-inheritors of the ineffable joy found in Christ, which comes from setting our hope on Christ. It boils down to this. As the body of Christ, or the communion of saints, in the midst of all that we have to deal with, our day-to-day responsibilities, things done and left undone, our jobs, our bills, our relationships, our joys, our heartaches, news of world events, upcoming elections, in the midst of all those things, we have been given an inheritance from God, which is the gift of a common bond and union with all Christians of all times. Men and women, rich and poor, all ethnicities and races from times and places, joined together as one body, not because of who we are or what we have or what we've done, but because through Christ, God unites us. God unites us and calls us holy and blessed. And God has set us apart to be witnesses to God's grace and goodness. We need to pause and linger for a while with these words, and also to hear two parts in it, God's part and our part. God unites, God calls, God blesses, and God sets us apart. And we are to witness to God's grace and goodness. So how do we do that? By being good stewards of God's grace and goodness. By being good stewards of all that God has entrusted or given to us. Several years ago, I had a conversation with a young man whose life had been in shambles. He had lived a very rough life, influenced and succumbed by violence and drugs. He had spent time in jail. This young man had been in several broken relationships, and more than one of those relationships had resulted in a child born. But at the time of our conversation, he had been trying to get his life straight. He had finished serving his jail time and had recently been hired on as physical labor, a promising job that I have no doubt that he could be successful at. Our conversation that day was about his younger brother, who was showing similar tendencies of wandering off into a life of dangerous activities and habits. And this older brother was very worried about his younger brother. I clearly remember him asking me how he could stop his brother from making the same mistakes that he had made. I remember an answer coming to me. Be a witness to the younger brother, to God's graces and goodness. This young man was quite strong, muscly strong, and he had been hired to load and unload trucks. He literally had the muscles to do this and to do it well. And I believe that his physical strength was a gift from God. The best gift that he could give his brother was to do his best at his new job. In other words, be a good steward of the gifts that God had given him, his strength, period. We are stewards over many households of our lives, our power, our devotion, our spiritual life. We are stewards over how we listen, how we pray, how we worship, and how we support others. In just a few minutes, we will be receiving another into the household of God. Dan Murphy will become one with us in the body of Christ, adopted as Christ's own as he receives the sacrament of baptism. And then right afterward, he will hear each of you welcoming him into this household. Pay attention. Listen for it. We will all say the words to Dan. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And then share with us in his eternal priesthood. In other words, Dan, your church family will be inviting you to be a good steward of the household of God with us. Use the gifts that God has given you. Use those gifts to work with us as we share in that ineffable joy of being co-inheritors of the graces and blessings of God and of God's kingdom. May God, who has begun a good work in you and in us, pour upon us God's ineffable joys. Amen.